Well, it's 6 o'clock, so I will open the August 11th Board of Fire Commissioners meeting exactly on time. And as much as there's no public here, there's no one recording. I guess I'm moving the minutes of the meeting. Meetings to the evening has enhanced the attendance. Do we have minutes, Chief?
Yes, sir. It's in your packet at the very end.
Oh,
there is June minutes as well as July minutes, and they are on the web as well.
And
although Commissioner Fasano did not find them, I did look at it before I left, and they are on the archives on 2015.
I never looked in the archives.
I didn't either until the very end. I went, oh, let me try if they put them in the archives, and sure enough, they were there.
And just for the record now, from what I understand, everything is up to date on the website. I mean, when I say up to date, everything's in there. Recordings and minutes other than the ones we haven't approved.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah.
For anybody, not that they're in the best of order, Rich, but they're there. You know, and I think it just slipped my mind, quite honestly, to put it on this agenda. I just didn't do it, and it was not intentional. It was 67. Okay.
Commissioner, I might have messed you up too, because I had sent it in already, and we had talked, and you said,
well,
can you read? Resend it, please.
And yeah, I know. I did do a revised one, but I forgot to do it on the revision. And I didn't realize it until I've just been at my office and realized it wasn't on there. And so
it was at the, am I correct, it was at the June meeting that we said we needed to have that interim meeting?
Look at the minutes of the meeting right there.
Yeah, I think we had the, if my memory serves me correctly, we were going to just put this on the agenda to discuss from now on. We had our so-called emergency or special meeting for insurance purposes only.
Right, that was on the 20th. July.
And so we should have had it on our agenda this evening, and we do not. And that's my error. And we don't have those minutes of that meeting, correct, Chief?
Of which
the
meeting?
The special meeting for insurance only?
No, we do not.
Okay.
We do not. That's the only meeting that we didn't do, I think, because I got to print that out, don't I? I took notes. So
okay.
I haven't done that. Remember, we did not have a recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So that was...
Well, that'll be all right, because it was the one subject meeting. And
Right.
Okay, so we'll have to get that done. I was not present for the June 18th minutes, so obviously I can't vote on those.
I looked them over and
I guess my microphone was off. I didn't have much else to say.
Yeah. Well, why don't, let's see. I think it'd be all right for me to make a motion that the minutes of June 18, 2015 be approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Commissioner Mycock's going to abstain as he wasn't here. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Minutes for the June 18th. I think I'll ask Commissioner Hadley to sign those just because I wasn't here. Thank you. Yeah, should that be dated? Okay. All right. I don't think so. I think I just, the chair can call a meeting.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but. You know, there was the meeting of the insurance committee at that time, so there was a number of things going on in the beginning of July, and they were all tight against that August 1st, so I don't remember one way or the other.
We did say that we wanted the insurance to be put into whatever you would call it.
Renewed it
for a period of time until things settled down as to how it was going to be finalized.
And although we really can't, the chief in his budget can discuss insurance. We don't have that on our agenda. So it becomes problematic for us. He can tell us what happened because that's part of the chief's report.
All right, and you did not get clarification about whose purview that falls under? That was also a question.
Well, I have my opinion.
We haven't gotten anything back from
Prudential. No, Prudential has not received. I think relative to that, I think the Prudential is aware that they got ahead of themselves. I'm comfortable with that statement. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's going to be a response to my emails and our concerns. I think they've what I believe may happen, and again, I need to be a little careful about this, but is we'll be asked to attend a joint meeting with Water and Prudential to try and figure out the path to do this. It's, as I've said, I'd be in favor of it. It just couldn't be done the way they did it. But there's no way.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're not allowed to really discuss that right now. It's not on the agenda. So, yeah. So we probably should, on caution, move forward.
Yeah. So, yeah. But within your report, I'm sorry, Rich.
Yes.
You can tell us what's happened with that. Okay.
I would just make a motion to approve the minutes for July 14th.
Second.
Okay, I just have one question. I don't remember Mrs. Naylor being here.
Yeah. Yep, she was. Because we talked afterwards, yep.
And I was, okay. God. I'm going downhill fast. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous? So other than the insurance minutes meeting, everything's up to date. and this, you'll put this audio on the
yes.
Well, site in those minutes. Okay.
Good. Yes, sir. The we cannot put the audio on for the special meeting. We just didn't have a tape.
That's all right.
At the time.
A lot of the special meetings don't end up getting that. No public comment, as there's no public. Chief's report.
Okay, let's see. Monthly activities. It was a very busy July. We had 38 rescue calls, and various rescue calls. Inside those rescue calls were about five or six motor vehicle accidents. We did have numerous calls, 31 calls for the fire end, but the way Firehouse puts it out, they're not actual fires that we had. There were also mutual aids to Mashpee to calm fire as well, mostly to Mashpee. We've noticed a huge increase in the times that we are going to mutual aid to Mashpee, hence the 31 calls you have there. They were down in ambulance, so we were called quite a bit. They usually get 3 to 4 calls at a time. Within 1 hour, they usually have 3 calls, 4 calls. So they've been very busy. Also, their engine 351, I believe it was 351, was out for repairs. So they utilized our engine quite a bit. And Falmouth Fire is last 2 weeks they've had 8 or 9 fires, structure fires, very good structure fires. So very good, meaning they were actual structure fires. It wasn't a one-room content. It was half the residence or half the building that was on fire. So it was they've been very busy in fire. So we cover Station 5, which is their East Falmouth station, when they go out for a structure fire. So we went there about, you know, 4 or 5, actually 6 or 7 times, because they returned us back once. But so we've been busy. We've been busy on that. The fire prevention, I didn't put the fire prevention in, but
Could I interrupt you on that just for sake of discussion and maybe a little information for our new member? So what did you say about Mashpee? Mashpee has been using us a lot again?
Yes. Not to what they used to. They used to, we were up to about 100 calls a year just going to Mashpee alone for mutual aid. As you know, we use them maybe 15 to 20 times a year. Same with Calm. We're all in about, all being all the fire departments on Cape Cod, are roughly about 15 to 20 times to each other for mutual aid. Excellent mutual aid system. Except for Mashpee, we tend to help them out quite a bit. Now, they did get Station 2 open, so with more people power. So that helped us. We went from roughly 199 calls a year to about, I would say, 52, I think it was, the first year that they ended up hiring people over at Station 2. So that was good, and then Chief Baker retired, and Chief Rulo took the helm. With Chief Rulo and Deputy Chief Phelan, it's been very good, the relationship. Even with Chief Baker, it was very good, but we just got used a lot more, it seemed like. With Chief Rulo and Deputy Chief Phelan, they're really trying to work with us, and they have a policy at their station that when they return from the hospital, an ambulance call, if they're not in the district, they're not to respond to an incident. Until they are actively in the district, then they are somewhat qualified to respond, which is kind of funny because then they call us. And when they call us, we're not in the district either. We're in our own district, Kituit. So it's kind of a funny word in the way they're doing that. So we're working with Chief Rulo right now to ask their ambulances where they are at that particular time when that second or third or fourth rescue call comes in. We certainly don't have an issue going to respond to help our neighboring departments. That's not the problem. The issue lies with, and I say this lightly, the abuse of using us quite a bit versus us using them. Mutual is supposed to be mutual, 22 times each on each side. well, you got 52 on their side and you got maybe 15 to 22 on our side. That's not really mutual. And it was 100. So it was a really, it was a lot.
Excuse me. Mm. Who dispatches us to go to mutual aid?
That is Bosco County Control, which dispatches all of us. All of us meaning the whole Cape and Islands, all Bosco County. Except for Dukes County and the islands, they're separate. But it is the one, the Sheriff's Department handles that part of, they still handle that part of dispatch. So when they ask, get a mutual aid ambulance, they call Bosco County Control. Bosco County Control looks at the district that it's in. It might be closer to Falmouth may come. It might be closest to Sandwich may come. But it usually is us. We usually end up going.
Seems to me we're getting beat on.
We've been going quite a bit, sir. Yeah, we've been going quite a bit. So I did talk to Chief Rulo. We did have a conversation today about this, actually. And he is, I noticed the other day, actually, and I actually called him when he did this. He actually called the ambulance that was coming back from the hospital and says, where are you? And I want you to respond. So he is going a little beyond what he's supposed to do in terms of his rules and regulations. So he's getting a little bit of hit back from his own people saying, hey, Chief, you know, this is not what we're supposed to be doing. And the chief said, yes, it is. This is your town, so we're supposed to be going on calls, not to do it. So he is working with us, and I'm trying to slow him down a little bit with that. With the calls coming back.
You're going to be back on a very significant amount of calls over there this year. If you've been there 32 times.
Oh, yeah. I will be beyond that, I think, this year. I think we'll be up in the 60 to 70 range. If we keep this pace, we'll be in the 70s, maybe high 70s. If it settles down a little, which I'm anticipating a little bit of a settle down from the summer, and also get him, Mashpee getting their ambulance back, which they just came back last week, so it's slowed down quite a bit already. And also the conversations we've had back and forth where he's trying to work with us. He knows we have one ambulance in our district, and it's a shame when our ambulance goes out of our district. I get helping enough people. I don't have an issue with that because we ask for mutual aid too.
I don't think Ketua residents would be opposed to 2-1, maybe even 3-1.
Right. But not a 10-1.
Just wrong.
It is.
But it's been like that for a long time.
It has. And we've worked the numbers down, like I said, from 100 to 52. I think last year was in the 40s. So we've done well. It's just, it seems like this August has been quite a bit.
So we're in district supporting the town.
Exactly.
They have one ambulance?
Right.
That doesn't seem right.
Right.
They have one ambulance?
We have one ambulance.
Yeah.
They have three. They have three ambulances.
And they were down an ambulance.
And like I said, this town, Mashpee, is unbelievably busy. They have increased their numbers, and we don't know what it is, but they've just have increased their call volume, and they've had put no extras on. So they haven't hired anybody recently or any additions to their staff.
Now, at some point, I would think that a conversation with their town manager would be in order through the chief, of course, but just to voice our concern.
But we should have a sit down with them, you know, with the town manager and us and you and your.
Commissioner, I don't see any issue with the chief going along with anything that we ask. I mean, he's definitely open to any suggestions that we would have. As you know, he can't predict emergency runs, nor can we, you know, so it is what it is, unfortunately. But you're right,
How about relaying to him our concern at this point? Now, we've actually asked you about the possibility of a meeting. Let's just get his attention, all right?
Will do, sir.
And I'm sure you do, but
What I'll do, too, is I'll do a breakout for you for the next meeting on how many we've gone over there already.
Just remind them that because they're under the constraints of 2.5, we're not.
Right.
And, you know, they're leaning on us because of their budget.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's common sense. And that's not fair to us.
Agreed. Agreed. We do know that Mashpee, at the time that we were doing the 100, they were the busiest growing community in the country. I mean, it was...
Financial aid
form. They opened that second station, and they couldn't manage.
Well, yeah.
The constraints of the budget, and who was doing it? We were doing it.
Yeah, right. Agreed. All right, I'll get on that with Chief Hulu. Yes, sir.
I have one more question about this. What is the business arrangement when we respond, when our ambulance responds? Does our ambulance service bill?
Yes. We will. Whoever transports to the hospital is the recipient of the monies, insurance money. So yes, we do. We don't bill the town. We bill the insurance company, the patient's insurance company. But yes, we do get that. Now, and maybe this is something that we need to look at. For like engine runs and automatic fire alarms and fires, we do not bill. And we may want to think about that down the road. That might be an opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief. Did you have more to report? I sort of interrupted you on that.
No, that's quite all right. Those are the monthly activities. The fire prevention was the last thing I was going to say. I did not put down the numbers of fire prevention. I will make sure that I put that down on the next monthly meeting for our activities. I just want you to know that we have been busy in fire prevention. We've been doing quite a bit. The sales have been up. You know, we've had a little lower right now in this month, but July was pretty good. Sales of houses and inspections and people building different additions and new houses coming up in Kootuat. So I'll give you the number, the fast number, next month on that.
Do we charge for any of that?
$25. $25 for every inspection that we do. Pretty much $25 is across the board for everything that we do. Even for people that want reports, we charge $25 for.
I think Com charges $50.
Mashpee charges in the 80s. Yeah, up in the 80s and stuff. There are some, like, oil tanks being removed, there are some that the state says we cannot charge only a certain amount. And that's $25. That's why we stayed at $25 for everything. It just made it easier. And actually, the town of Barnstable, we're all $25. We're all $25 right now. We stayed there, but we're all looking at it right now, too, as well. Because we know Mashpee is charging $80, $85, $90 for some of these same things that we do for $25.
We're there again, 2.5.
Right.
It's killing us.
Right. The budget. I believe you guys got the appropriation on your budget and stuff. And Mr. Daly should be finished. The treasurer should be pretty much finished with last year's budget. He said he's going to get it out probably at the end of August, believe it or not, which is awesome. We are waiting for a few items to come in. And I believe it was around 96% that we did. So we made it. We made the budget.
We actually made it.
Yeah, we actually made it. So even with the additional money that we had, I had asked, I believe it was $14,000. I had asked for in that 5150 line item. And we only needed, it was a little less than $6,000. It was $5,000-something. So we really almost made that budget to that line item. So.
It was an extraordinary year.
Yeah, it was a busy, busy year. So with the budget in mind, too, and talking about the meeting the other day in that part of that budget, we need to pay attention to what we want to do with the insurance for our budget. Because part of that budget is our insurance. It's that $80-some-odd thousand that we need to come up with for our VFIS. And I know we had the special meeting the other day, the other month, and I don't know where we stand. Does the board know where we stand with speaking about the budget part of that meeting?
I've had no response. I had written my concerns to the Prudential Committee. I've really had no direct response from them.
Okay.
Or from the committee as a whole. I've spoken to maybe all of the members. And at this point, I don't think we're going to get a response, simply as I'm sort of repeating myself, but I think they acknowledge that it wasn't done quite right. Although all good intentions, nobody's questioning any intentions. But we've got to figure out how to do that. I understand that WADA made some changes, but those were essentially administrative changes, as did we. We eliminated our old ambulance. I don't know if I mentioned it to you two guys, but Stan did a nice job with getting a quote and then showing us that we had a chance of saving $30,000. But the real reality on that was we were already going to save $10,000 of that $30,000 simply by taking that ambulance off.
Mm-hmm.
That brought that down. So we're probably down into the teens. So although a significant amount of money if we when we talk about insurance again and deductibles, that's really the only place. WADA took a few things off. We might want to increase our
deductibles.
Deductibles or our accident and health policy. So we need to discuss that. We can do that at any time.
Okay.
One of my concerns had been within the deductibles, if we go too high, that we have the money to pay for them. You got to think about those things.
Sure.
The Board of Water Commissioners did vote to increase the deductible. But on insurance policies, you can only have one deductible. And I spoke with their administrative assistant up there, who I must say is a very sharp person, in my opinion at least. She definitely knows her stuff and got involved and read everything and understood it all. So
excellent.
When I had my conversation, she passed it on to the board and said they would understand. So.
Excellent.
At the moment, it's up to us to make a decision on that deductible change, and then we can make a change with the company. But as it stands, we're still at the $1,000 deductible at the moment.
Right.
When you say us.
Us being, I'm sorry, the Board of Fire Commissioners. Because an insurance policy under the property and, or actually all, and an individual policy, which is what we have, can only have one deductible. One, you know, like if it's $1,000 or $500 or $2,500 or $5,000. You can't have $1,000 on this building, $5,000 on the fire station, $2,500 on the water. So they renewed it as it was for the deductible. And each Chris and the chief, as they have in the past, were really the ones to communicate with the FIS. So as I see it at this point, the Prudential has taken a lead to try and consolidate the insurance, which I'm going to communicate with Stan if he wants to keep moving in that direction. I think it's a good thing for the district. I think what Stan might have also found out is the district's already doing a very good job with their insurance where it is, because there's so few players in the municipal end of it. Firemen and policemen, nobody wants to insure. So that's where we stand today.
And if I can just ask you, when the water commissioners voted to alter some deductibles, that was a recommendation about going forward?
Yes. Well, Stan had asked all of us to get together, vote, and meet and vote on these changes. He wanted it all done before August 1. the water commissioners, all of whom are reasonably new, acquiesced and did what he requested, and I accept that they were willing to take the savings on the deductibles. I'm not sure that they've thought about some of the ramifications mm-hmm. of what they did. But again, on the surface of this, everybody's doing their best. You know, all good intentions. It's just how we get there, and whether it's a bylaw change or a vote or something, we need to officially do that. I think they have to also. I don't have the answer to it, but I just know that somehow we got to change.
When does it come to a certain point that something has to happen?
Well, at the moment, what do you mean? There's no point. We can just not do anything ourselves. It's just a question of whether or not we see it as a good idea to save the $18,000 to $19,000, and I can tell you from my own insurance business, not everybody believes in high deductibles. Some people want a low deductible, and so you know, there's no right answer here. It's a wrong answer if we have five losses and we have a $5,000 deductible.
Right.
Then it's the wrong answer. So, you know.
On the other hand, if you have a good year, you're brilliant.
Yeah. So it really, there's no right or wrong with it. And I'm not, that hasn't been my point on it. My point has been more the process and how it happened.
And you know, sir, if I may, looking at the budget, because that's what we're talking about, the budget on all this, and this is really good information for me. I'm looking at this budget and we did not focus in on these deductibles, so that put us in possible harm's way, you know, in our line items. Meaning, in my building line item, I might not have enough to do that $25,000 or $5,000 deductible when something happens, or my vehicles, if they get in an accident or what happens. I really pushed me and had to look at it, and I was saying yes, but it was very sketchy.
One of the few things I've probably learned just to share with you is that on our operating side of things, we're really close. We come in almost to the dollar yearly. It's of course it's on the overtime and those areas. It's on the labor and salaries where we're where we fluctuate so much, but on the operations and management, we're really tight, and it's like 15% of our budget. I think actually less than that. I think we're in the around 13% is our operations and our management side, as opposed to the salary and wages side. So something like that could impact us, and you know, for want of a month and the ability to think about it and do a budget for it, I think we Stan's intentions were good, but it was at the last minute, and that's we typically don't do business that way in the district or government, unfortunately, government.
Yeah.
Anywhere, but
yeah.
That'd be my statement. So.
No. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, but next month we'll bring it forward again for us to look at those deductibles, and you need to study that also, Chief. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Move on to new business.
Okay, the fire apparatus, all are so far working. We don't have anything out of service, which is really good. We have our boats in operation, both boats. One's on the dock, Marine 266. 268 is on a trailer inside, doing really well. 267, our breaker, is doing fine. We haven't utilized it much this season, knock on wood, but it's going to be coming. I'm sure the brush season's coming up. 265 was still, and 263 was still doing our small repairs on it, the maintenance that we usually do with our mechanic. You know, the rust is really shown on 263, the newer one, versus the older piece of apparatus. And my car is to be replaced. We've put in two bids for MHQ for Ford Expedition. The Chevy Tahoe came in about $5,000 to $6,000 more, so I decided not to do that and to pursue a leftover, actually 2015, that they have that a town did not need. So we might get a real good deal. So I'm waiting for that quote to come in as we speak. Hopefully by tomorrow I can sign that contract and get it to you folks in the Financial Committee, and hopefully get my car soon, the chief's car soon. So that's going really well.
Okay. And what about the fire trucks?
The fire trucks, I tried to ski it away from that. But
I heard you.
I know. The fire trucks are going well. We have five companies. They all have what we call a boilerplate of what we want to see in a truck. And we've given all five companies the same, so they can quote the same vehicle, you know, and give us prices. So far, the Ferrari comes in the highest at $539. The second highest right now is E1 at $465. The Touring comes in at $451,000. And I did not get a price on the Suffin yet, and I did not get a price on the Pierce yet. So those are the two we're waiting for. As soon as we get those prices, we are ready to roll. Personally, if it was my choice, I'd get the Touring right now. I thought that was the better truck so far. But I haven't seen what the two prices, for the money, I'm saying. I haven't seen the two prices yet for the Pierce or for the Suffin.
Can we put a deadline on that for them to give us a quote?
Yes, I can call them tomorrow and just give me...
Give them a week, 2 weeks, or whatever, we're quarter of the year, you know.
Yeah. They've had enough time with it now. I mean, I know Pierce came in late in the bidding process, just because we've had Pierces, we know what they look like. We're like, okay, we've had them forever, and we decided we would ask them last. So it wasn't Pierce's fault that they came in late. It was our fault because we were just holding them back until we found out what we had out there.
We also thought it was a lot more money.
And we did think it was. We really think that it's still a lot more money.
Pierce
Manufacturing. Yeah. But they do make a great truck. I mean, they make a fantastic truck. I'll tell you, the mechanics say Pierce number one and E1 number two, and they just don't know enough about the Touring. But the Touring's been out there for a long, long time. It's in Iowa, made in Iowa, and most of them made in Wisconsin and Iowa and all that area anyways, you know. So it appears being in Appleton, Wisconsin, and in Touring in Iowa, and I can't remember, Dublin, Iowa, I think it was, that they're in. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Florida is E1 in Florida. But most of them are coming back, you know, I thought a lot lower than, you know, anticipated. In the 465, 451, 455 range, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So that's exciting.
Push them. Let's get it done.
Okay.
Chief Preston, you mentioned that the newer truck is the one that's having more rust problem. Which one is
that's
that?
That's 263, engine 263. They had a different paint. Pierce Manufacturer came out with a different paint scheme, or a different type of paint. It's not the Amaron paint that they used in the past, and it seems to be rusting also because of the potato ash that we have out there and we use on our streets now. It's been really taking a good hit on the body of the trucks now, and we're not the only ones that it's hitting. It's anywhere in the New England area.
And what's the age of that truck?
1994.
So the paint's rich.
Yeah. In 1990, 1991 we ordered, 1989, but we didn't receive it until 90 was the first apparatus that had the Amaron paint. Then in 1994, three and a half years later, we ordered the 1994 when it came in, and it could not have that paint for whatever reason. And boy, it's showing. I mean, you can come to the station and it's all on the corners of every door that is just rusting right out. You look at the 265, the older truck, there's no rust on them. We're actually thinking about when we trade this truck in to take the doors off and replace them because they're really the same truck. You know, and we might be able to do that. Just have piano hinges on them, and then we can do that ourselves.
Well, begs the question: is would we be better off keeping the older truck?
Well, you know, the newer truck does ride better, and with a better suspension, and you know, drives better, and it's a newer, if you would, the inners, the you know, themselves. So, no, it would be better to keep the older truck. It's just the body that we need to do some tender loving care with. Yeah.
I was just curious, in your conversations with other districts, whether you get feedback about different makes and how they have been holding up in this more recent generation of trucks.
They're saying the Pierces are the better of the trucks, and I'll have to agree with them. They are excellent vehicles. The only thing is that ours is rotten right out. We had to replace the bands underneath even. The tanks were falling out. I mean, it's crazy, and I just think it's what we put on the roads, you know, and we need to undercoat it somehow or do something to it.
It's going to be stainless steel, too.
Now, that's right, sir. You know, you being on the truck committee, you kind of know a little bit more than these guys. We're looking at stainless steel and aluminum now, so it's going to hopefully take care of that, and that's kind of nice. So it's not going to be that steel. It's going to be different. So, all right. Personnel, everybody's doing well. We're all back to work. Everybody's fit and looking good. We have that the last person we hired, Mr. Anderson, Ty Anderson. He's doing very well. He's working diligently towards his agreement with us. He had 6 months to get his paramedics, and he's working very hard to get it. I have a meeting with him. I had a brief meeting with him prior to this, and he said he's doing his best he can, which is good. I am going to have a sit-down with him and his lieutenant next week. I've already asked for that audience, just so I can find out where he's at.
He needs to know that this, I don't know if I'd be in favor of an extension or not.
I know.
Making the statement.
Yes, I know. And we made it sure that when he signed that, we told him quite clear, this is what you need to do. You know, giving him the benefit of the doubt and helping him out here, and he needs to do his part. So, and I will say, he's been diligently trying to get this done. So he's right now still in his hospital time, and where he has to finish his hospital time, he can start riding, and we're hoping by September he rides, because he'll be able to finish in a month and a half, and then hopefully by December he'll be able to test out. And that's where he needs to be, you know, in December. He needs to test by December. So, yeah.
And as long as we're on personnel, that opens the opportunity for me to say we're going to have a meeting, mediation with a state mediator, and our council and union council on August 28th. That, of course, is a private meeting. At this moment, only Commissioner Hadley and I are going to be able to attend. Fran Parks is unable to make it that day. And no decision will be made that day, because we have to come back. The negotiation team has to have the opportunity to vote on such a thing. And literally, that goes right up the line. I've spent some time with our council over the last month going over each of their items and our items, so he has a better understanding of our order of importance.
Where are you going to hold?
It's going to be held hopefully here, and actually had to let somebody know that. It's Friday from 10 to noon on August 28th.
And Commissioner, I'll be in support of any decision towards a contract for these firefighters. I know it's a hard decision for you folks and for our firefighters, but it just makes a better place to work when we all are seeing eye to eye. And I would I would ask you to, hopefully you guys can come to an agreement. That would be very, very appreciative.
One thing that you may need to be available.
Okay,
today,
sir.
So
we'll do.
Keep
absolutely.
No vacation that day.
No, sir. All right.
All right. Not in the morning.
Okay. All right. I will, as always, be available for you guys. All right, training in college, we do have four firefighters that have taken the opportunity, five counting myself, move into the college level. I'm in my master's program, and I believe one's in their associates and three's in their bachelor's in fire science. So they're doing really well. I'm in leadership. So it's been going fairly well. I actually took the summer off, so I'll be starting back up shortly. And that's it. So the college and training is doing well. We've been doing training once a day, as well as twice a month. So with the whole group, the call department's been involved. I must say that Lieutenant McNamara and Firefighter Brian Florence and Firefighter Niall O'Brien has done a fantastic job with this call department. We have our 12 members. I want to give kudos to all three of those people that really took it upon themselves to approach me and said, Chief, we would love to help out with this call department and see if we can build this call department, not with any more people on the call department, but find out what they know and what they don't know and get them where they need to be. And it was very, very very moving for them to do that. And I was very much appreciated as their chief to say, yes, let's go and do this. So I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know. They have made some strong stipulations for the call department to make sure that they can pull their weight, which is good. So we all need to stand on our own 2 feet, and it's great. And there's a lot of accountability happening, which is wonderful. So you may see some call firefighters come and some go. But we are going to matriculate people in and out just so we can get this right. So kudos to those guys. Okay, and I know we have a discussion and vote on fire chief's vehicle and new apparatus. We bring that up to see if, obviously the money's there. I'd like to be able to, I don't know if you need to make a motion, my apologies.
Yeah, I think you just get your vehicle, what the one you want, and bring it forward.
Okay.
We just want you to get it done.
Yes.
Okay.
Stay within the budget.
Yes, sir. Will do. Thank you. Will do. All right. And the last item on the agenda is discussion vote on chairperson position.
It's on me. Thank you.
Okay.